Hi, this is Laura, and today I'm speaking with Ronica Stromberg, the author of four children's books, including the Kirsten Hart Inspirational Tween Series published by Royal Fireworks Press, which includes the two titles A Shadow in the Dark and Living It Up to Live It Down. And we have a link to that publisher's website on the Clubhouse at the intro to this podcast, so you can click on that and take a look at Ronica's newest books in that series. She's also written for numerous children's magazines and has had pieces in 18 anthologies, including a couple of Chicken Soup for the Soul titles and a couple of the Cup of Comfort anthologies. Check out her blog at ronicastromberg.wordpress.com, and again, we've also got a link to that at the Clubhouse. So, Ronica, thanks a lot for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Your books, your newest series, are for tweens. And how would you define the tween market as opposed to the young adult market?
It's a little bit younger. I'm thinking middle schoolers. Some people label 8 to 12 as tweens. But I was thinking more of not quite into the Twilight books. And so that's what I'm gearing it toward. It's middle school, maybe 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yes, and that middle school audience is really a lot different than if you're talking 8 to 12. That includes kids in like 3rd and 4th and 5th grade, and that's really very different from the middle school audience, don't you think?
Yes, it is, and I just realized that more with the writing of these books, because when I was writing them, I was thinking about teens. And then as I got them into publication, the publisher was saying, no, these are for a younger age. And when I got out into bookstores, they're telling me the same thing. And I've been at schools, and I see children in elementary school with the Twilight books on their desks. So children are definitely reading up a lot more. And so I think young teens could be interested in these books also. I have 9th graders in the books, but I'm seeing at bookstores and at schools that children are reading those type of books a lot younger.
Now, you call your Kirsten Hart series inspirational books. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's basically the new term for what used to be called religious books. In the inspirational market in the U.S., it's basically synonymous with the term Christian. You know, you don't have a lot of Hindu or Buddhist books in the inspirational market. But so my books are Christian books. My publisher is not. They're a mainstream publisher, but they're trying out the inspirational market.
And so because your publisher isn't a traditionally Christian publisher, are your books distributed in regular trade stores, or are they carried mostly in the Christian bookstores?
They are not really in either, other than they can be ordered in. But the publisher deals more with the homeschool market, and so they're active in conventions and direct sales to people, and then also schools. I do a lot of school visits, and I know a lot of their other writers are selling through schools.
That's a good point. That homeschool market is probably a pretty big market that is relatively untapped as far as publishers dealing directly with that market. And I imagine that the inspirational type books are a big part of that homeschool market. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think so. That's why I think they were willing to give these books a try. They're the first inspirational books they've decided to publish, and they're trying to test the market. And I think they're going to have success with it because, yeah, most of your homeschoolers do teach their children at home because they want them to have that religious instruction.
Now, when you're writing these books, when you've got Christian themes in your stories and you're starting to plot out the books in your head, do you think of the message first, or do you come up with the story first and then work the message into the story?
I came up with the story first, but I knew when I was first thinking about these books, I was thinking about submitting to the inspirational market. So I knew there was going to have to be an inspirational message per se, but I didn't want that to dominate the book. You know, I tried my best to, you know, just weave it in with the plot. But
I imagine when writing books with religious content that you do have to create that balance, because if you have too much content overpowering the story, it might limit your audience, and it might limit the amount of schools and bookstores, etc., that would carry your books. Is that something that you thought of when you were creating these stories?
I knew it was a limited market to begin with, and I'm pretty familiar with the market because I had written for magazines for years. So I think my books, though, was more of a concern that my books fell between the regular market and the Christian market because they're a little bit edgier than what the Christian market wants. For instance, the Christian market really doesn't want a lot of characters from divorced homes. Well, main character does come from a divorced home. So that makes it a little bit edgier. And so there was issues like that that I was aware of, and but I wanted to write this book, and I wanted to write this story with a girl from basically a poor family, and with real issues with her relations with her father and her mother and brother and everything else. And so that was the story I knew I wanted to tell from the beginning, and I went ahead and told it and tried to seek the market where I'd place it afterward.
And what's the response been when you speak at schools, bookstores, that sort of thing? How have people responded to the content of these books?
Well, they just came out in October, and so I haven't heard back from people who have read them at this point, but I had a lot of sales at private schools, and so now I just need to hear back from the children or the teachers, and I haven't heard back. I've heard from other people I know who have read them and have had positive responses so far, so I'm still waiting for the final verdict.
Now, I know you speak regularly at schools and literature festivals. What sort of presentations do you give? What sort of things do you speak about when you do school visits?
For kindergartners and first graders, I have the picture book, and I basically go through the process of publication for them because I knew that I wanted to be a writer from 8 years old. And as an 8-year-old, I always wondered, well, how does a book go from being just an idea in your head to actually being in a hard copy? And so I kind of explain that out really simply for the children, and I have all the props. I have the illustrator's original black and white sketches, and I have their galleys, and I have my original manuscript, and I have the envelopes that I received in the mail from the publisher and everything. So I go through that step by step, and then I read the picture book to them, and I show them the foreign editions because it's come out in Danish and Finnish now. And the kindergartners and first graders enjoy that. It's a 15-minute presentation. It keeps their attention. And after that, I have some of the illustrator sketches that they're allowed to paint in class. And so they have a feeling of what it'd be like to be an illustrator for a book. And everybody goes home with that instead of, just the few children who buy books. But so that's what I do for kindergartners and first graders. And then for middle school, I have a writing activity. I talk about descriptive writing and the five senses and adjectives and adverbs and simile and metaphor. And then I give them a couple of writing exercises that are really fun and funny. And then they have a share time too. So it's more of a workshop. It's usually 20 minutes of presentation, 10 minutes writing, 5 minutes share time, 10 minutes writing, 5 minutes of share time. And I've had a lot of success with that program because both of those programs fit with the national goals too and standards that the government has set for schools. So it's not wasted class time. That's what a lot of teachers worry about. Oh, we're going to have an author in, but what are the kids going to take away from this for our tests? And I actually have geared my program so that they get information that they can use to, build with their testing and everything. So they're actually writing.
It's a really great point. Working some of those national educational standards into your school presentation is a really great idea because you're right, then it doesn't use up class time that they would otherwise need to be teaching some of those points to their kids. And I also really love the idea of bringing sketches from the illustrator and letting the kindergartners and first graders color them. And I imagine, you have to ask your illustrator to give you some sketches that you can then photocopy and hand out, but that's also a really terrific idea that I've never heard before. Now, you also keep a very active author blog, and you do blog tours, and you do a lot of other very important promotional things on your own. Can you talk a little bit about what you do and how important this is these days for authors to really put some time into promoting themselves?
Well, it wasn't something that I set out to do when I, of course, like I said, I wanted to be a writer since 8 years old, and I had envisioned writing being off by yourself and reading and writing. But yeah, in the last few years, it's definitely changed. There's a lot more pressure to be speakers, and so I am doing more speaking. And I just started the blog, was I think in April, so I haven't been doing it that long. I had a website for many years before then, but that was just with GeoCities, and when they started closing down and, charging more, I went to a blog, and that's my website and blog combined. And I haven't found it to be a real problem. I'm kind of surprised you called it a real active blog because I keep feeling like I should be doing more. I should be on there, every day blogging, but that's just not realistic. And so I told people, because I'm involved in a number of writing groups locally and also nationally. I used to live in Kansas City, so I have some writers groups there I keep in contact still with online. And I just let other writers know that I'm going to be blogging about once every 2 weeks, because, well, I spoke at the SCBWI conference here in Nebraska, and as follow-up, some of the audience said they'd really like to see a blog where a writer shares with beginning writers what their daily life is like, what it involves being an author. And so that's basically what I've done with this blog is I've basically sharing my life as an author, what I'm doing and how that plays out as a children's author. And so I know that's who some of my readers are, is other writers. It's maybe I should have a blog more geared toward children, but especially when you're dealing with a picture book crowd, they're not probably doing a lot of reading online. You'd have to come up with a lot of activities. And so what I'm doing right now is more for beginning writers.
Well, and then you said you do blog tours. People have asked me, how do you set up a blog tour? What exactly is it?
Well, again, part of that is networking, knowing enough about other writers and bloggers out there to approach them and ask, could I visit your blog? And if your book is close to what they're interested in, most of them are receptive to that. And so that's where I've got a lot of mine set up, is just approaching them directly, emailing them, telling them a little bit about myself and a little bit about my books, and asking them, would this be something you're interested in?
Okay. Do you have any final advice for aspiring writers who want to break into this business?
I think, of course you want to keep your day job for starting out, but I think just really try to enjoy the process. Publication for most people isn't an overnight journey. It's, it takes years, and I think if you don't enjoy it, then it's not going to be worthwhile in the long run. I enjoy every publication I get, the magazines, the books, anthologies. Every time I get something published, it's just a thrill for me. So, but I know I've been doing this for 13 years, so it hasn't happened just like overnight for me. And at this point, I don't expect it to.
Well, I encourage everyone to go check out Ronica's blog at ronicastromberg.wordpress.com, and you'll find links to her books on the blog and lots of really interesting articles. Her new series is fun, relevant read, I think, for middle schoolers. So thank you, Ronica, for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Laura. Bye-bye.